have here lots of chocolates. Now, whether or not you like chocolates is irrelevant because they're shiny, which means you want to win it. Okay. Now, you win chocolates basically if you interrupt me, if you ask me any questions, if you point out that I'm wrong, if you say anything.
Lucky chocolates.
Lucky something or the other. Okay, I didn't even hear that. Anyone else want a chocolate? If you want a chocolate, raise your hand. Okay, you get a chocolate. You get a chocolate. I should say, I have very bad aim. I did once hit someone in the nose and they almost went to hospital. Okay. So, yeah, that's not my strong point. So, we're talking a little bit about image. What was the title of the seminar again? Of the
Image Obsessed.
Image Obsessed.
And spiritually undressed.
What are you pointing at? Okay, so you get a chocolate for pointing. It's quite easy to get these chocolates. So. Okay, it was your birthday, you get a chocolate.
It's my birthday.
Okay, you get another chocolate. So we're talking a little bit about image, and we've heard a little bit about physical image and how we care about that. I would argue that virtual image is actually more important to a lot of people now than physical image. Okay. Now, I should say before I say anything that I claim that I'm an expert on social media stuff, but really I'm just a perpetrator. Okay. So if anybody is guilty of virtual image management, it's me. This is my Facebook fan page. Okay. So I have 106,000 fans. So if anybody is obsessed with that digital image too much, it's me, okay? And we're going to analyze myself a bit later because I'm narcissistic like that. Okay. So, question, and you get chocolates for guessing, even if you're completely wrong, okay? Typical UK person, aged 18 to 24, how much time a day do they spend on
Facebook?
4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours. 1 hour. Who said 1 hour? Okay, well, if it manages to get to the back. Anyone else? Any other guesses? 5 hours? 5 hours a day on Facebook. Okay, you guys are all crazy. The accurate number is 58 minutes. Okay? But this is against a global average of 23 minutes. So the UK is disproportionately high. Yes.
But is that for everybody? Is that over a population as a whole, or is it just those who've got Facebook?
It's those who've got Facebook who are in... Actually, I think this metric is 13 to 30. Okay, so people aged 13 to 30 in the UK who have Facebook spend an average of 58 minutes online. But it pretty much dwarfs everything else that people do. Okay? So a few interesting statistics. People spend more time on Facebook than they do talking to their parents, children, or spouse. Okay? On a typical day. 48% of people check Facebook before they even get out of bed. How many of you do that? Okay, that's about 48%. Okay, so if you think about it, more important than brushing our teeth than going to the toilet, okay, is checking whether anybody has messaged you or done anything on Facebook. Who put their hand up? You get a chocolate for participating. Okay. I don't know how often people check on the phone, but on your computer, the typical user checks Facebook 25 times a day. Okay, I'm told that the number of times you open your phone a day is, if you have a smartphone, is about 150. So a significant number of those are Facebook. I don't know how many. Okay, now, why do people use Facebook so much? Okay, what motivates us? Yes?
Connect with other people around the world.
Connect with other people around the world. Okay, you dropped that, so you get another one. Okay, anyone else? Yes?
Catch up with old friends you haven't seen for ages.
To catch up with old friends you haven't seen for ages. Anyone else? Guesses? What motivates us to go? Yes?
It's a forum to kind of express what you like and what you're interested in.
Okay, express what you like and what you're interested in. New kind of exciting technology. You guys are all so positive.
To see who likes you.
To see who likes you. Yes, very good. Anyone else? Yes?
To do updates.
To spy on people.
To spy on people, yes. Sorry? To feel wanted. You can see which answers I'm getting excited about. Any more?
To build your Facebook righteousness. How many people like my status update? How many comments can I get?
To build your Facebook status updates. Okay, cool. Good answers. Okay, now there are three main reasons that I've identified. One is to just see what your friends are up to, okay? And maybe people who aren't your friends. So people who broke up with you and you want to stalk, etc. So stalking activity is a big part of why we use Facebook. Okay, the second one is to discover something new, so you're bored. You check Facebook, how many of you do this? You check Facebook, there's nothing there, so you check Gmail, there's nothing there, so you check BBC News, there's nothing there, so you go back to Facebook. Right? Okay, and you do this on repeat. I know. Okay, and the third one, which we're going to spend most of our time talking about, is that we use it as a platform to express identity and to receive affirmation. Okay? Now, I have to put this in context. There are a lot of people who go on Facebook and don't share very much. Okay? So they don't really do this much as much. Okay? And most of the time you're on Facebook, you're viewing content, you're consuming content. Okay? You're not actually sharing something. But I would argue that what you share is far more interesting than what you look at. Okay? And we're going to break it down a little bit more. Now, this is the basic premise of what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it up front, which is that our generation is starved of meaningful community and affirmation. Okay? Meaningful community. So that ties into what was in the video just now. Now, I believe basically that the community that everyone seeks, God created the church to meet that community need, and God created family to meet that community need. Okay? But it doesn't really exist. Now, a good example of this, in my opinion, is that in a group like this, okay, as Christians, it's quite easy for us to be very open and vulnerable with each other. Okay? But very few non-Christians have an environment like that. Okay? So we as Christians often don't realize just how starved non-Christians are of meaningful community. Okay? And I spend, most of our apps are used by people who are young, so 13 to 18. And obviously this kind of stuff is especially apparent in that age bracket. Okay? So I want to focus on what do people share, because it gives us far more insight into what's going on. Okay, so what do people share and why? We do something in our company called the newsfeed test, which is where we go through our Facebook newsfeed and we analyze every post that people have written, okay, or shared, and we ask ourselves why they've done that. Okay, what's the psychological motivation behind it? Okay, yes?
Do you can see people's Facebook?
Maybe.
Even if you're not friends with them?
No. We have to be friends with them, sort of. Okay. This is not a talk about Facebook privacy. That's okay?
Interesting.
Most people have very weak privacy settings. It's a detail. If any of you, even if you have high privacy settings, if you have any friends, you're friends with a 13-year-old teenager who doesn't have good privacy settings, then lots of app developers have your data. Anyway. Yeah. Newsfeed test, okay? Yes.
Can you show us at the end how to update our own privacy settings?
Yes. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some demographic groups, okay? Now, these demographic groups share a disproportionate amount of content. Okay, of a certain type of content. And I want you to guess, what do teenage girls share a lot of?
Justin Bieber,
who said that? That's because you've been hanging out with me. Yes.
Selfies.
Yes. Okay, any more? Does someone say what's that? Okay, a selfie is a picture you take of yourself. Okay, anyone else? Any other guesses? What do teenage girls share? Yes. Vacuous, dull, I'm not sure they would describe it that way, but vacuous, dull updates about what they've done with their life. Okay, now teenage girls, as you would guess, share a disproportionate number of photos, okay? Actually, women in general share a disproportionate number of photos. About 75 to 80% of all photos on Facebook are uploaded by women, and this is the really interesting one, 95% of photo untags are by women, okay? So men are very unlikely to untag themselves from a photo. Women are very likely to untag themselves from photos. Okay, now why is that? Anyone?
Image.
Image would expand.
They don't like the image.
They don't like the way they look. Okay. Does that mean men will like the way they look?
Men don't care.
Men don't care? And why do you think that is? You're collecting. Yes.
Evolutionary biology, the female is attracting the male.
Evolutionary biology, humans are like the only species where the female attracts the male. Okay, so there's probably some evolutionary biology there. There's probably also some societal influence, okay? So, as a culture, we very much esteem female beauty, okay? Next group, 20-something-year-old men. How many people here are 20-something-year-old men? Okay, what do you think that demographic group shares a disproportionate amount of?
Sports.
Okay. What?
Jokes.
Yeah.
Cars.
Yeah. Okay. Any other guesses? Okay. So 20-something-year-old men.
Football.
Cricket. Yeah. That comes under sports. sorry. I got a chocolate. Okay, so 20-something-year-old men share a disproportionate amount, not of photos, but of links, okay? So articles, funny videos, jokes were spot on, okay? Basically, in the same way that young women are very much esteemed based on how they look, young men are esteemed basically on how intelligent they are, how successful they are, and how funny they are, okay? So most links are to content that is funny or very interesting or slightly provocative, okay? 20-something-year-old men don't share that many photos. New parents, this is obvious. Babies. Okay, now, how many of you know a new parent who shared a picture of their child? Okay, I don't have enough chocolate. Sorry? This morning. Okay, now tell me, what do you think the motivation is behind a new parent wanting to share a picture of their child?
Likes and comments,
which make...
So cute.
This baby's so cute, okay? Now, why would that make... This new parent, why does the new parent want to feel that?
Affirmation.
Sorry? Affirmation. That's too many chocolates in the pile.
Affirmation.
I'm just going to claim them back. Okay. So it's affirmation, okay? Christians.
Bible verses.
Now, why do we share these Bible verses? Okay, this is controversial now, but why do we share...
People
okay, he looks enthusiastic.
It's like
hearing
of it.
Sorry? What? Tell me.
People need to be saved.
People need to be saved, okay?
To encourage?
To show their spiritual? Yes?
Just to look good.
To look good, yeah.
To make someone's day.
Sorry?
To make someone's day,
okay? Now, these are all positive things. It's good. I'm not discouraging you. One thing I should say is that I'm very pro-social media, okay? I work in the industry, okay? So unlike some people who would argue that all of this is bad, I don't think so. I think it just has to be used well, okay? But the point I'm trying to make is that actually when we share Bible verses, which is a good thing and often has good motivations, often there's a personal agenda behind it, okay? Which is to show that you're spiritual or to be associated with something to do with that verse, okay? Me. Okay, I'm going to spend a couple minutes examining me, because as I said, I'm one of the worst perpetrators of this. Can you guys read this? Can you read it? You can't read it. Okay, so normally we do a newsfeed test. Can you see that now? Normally we do a newsfeed test where we examine the newsfeed, but I think it's unfair to spotlight all my friends, so I'm going to focus on myself. Okay? So I'm going to show you a random selection of things I've posted, and you tell me, with all brutality is fine, why do you think I shared this? Okay? So this is a picture of my niece asleep on the plane. Why do you think I shared this?
Because
it's cute. To show that I'm sensitive, yes? Yes. I don't know. She decided that was comfortable.
Because you love her.
Because I love her, yes. Sorry? Jesus said to share, okay? Okay?
It shows that you're family oriented.
It shows that I'm family oriented. Very good. Okay. Now, what I should say is that I've been thinking a lot about personal branding, like how you present yourself online for like the last 2 years. That's it, share, man, share. So, I've been thinking a lot about personal branding for the last 2 years. So when I post a lot of these things, a lot of it is an experiment, okay, to see whether I can create an image and whether that image works. Now that image is based on my personality, it's based on who I am in reality, but I definitely do this, so I'm very guilty of this, okay? Okay, very similar. 18-hour flight with my 2-year-old niece. I've literally deleted all the apps, photos, movies off my iPad and replaced it with every known episode of Peppa Pig. Okay, that's basically the same thing, so we won't go through that one.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, a picture of the seat control in my Emirates business class flight. Because I was on, who said because I was on business class? Who did? Well done. Okay, because I'm on business class. By the way, it was a free upgrade. I don't normally fly business class. But why would I post this?
Status.
Status. What status am I trying to get at?
Well-being.
Okay, but I'm not. You see, I'm being subtle. And this is what you have to understand. I'm not saying that I'm wealthy because I'm not saying I got it. I'm saying something else. I travel a lot. Okay, I'm not saying that I'm wealthy. I'm saying I travel a lot. And this image is definitely like, has definitely works in a sense, okay? I'm encouraging us to be critical about me, okay? So I'm not saying these things are good, I'm just saying that what I do. So I definitely have an image that I'm a global traveler, okay? Part of that is based on reality, and part of that is because I've deliberately built that image, okay? Yeah, that one's too complicated. Okay, I found a really old Valentine's Day card from my parents. My mum wrote, "Jan, I love you always." My dad wrote, "Mom wanted to make sure you got at least one card." Okay, true story. But why did I share it?
Because it's funny.
Because it's funny? Because I want people to think I'm funny. I'm sorry.
Want people to feel sorry.
Because you want another card?
Because I want another card, okay?
Let people know you still interact with your parents.
To let people know I still interact with my parents, okay?
Because you're single.
Sorry? Was I single then? I don't know. Very well spotted. 6 months after Valentine's Day. Okay, so I think what I was really trying to do here, apart from, well, I think it was to do self-deprecating humor, okay? So self-deprecating humor is very appealing. Okay? One more, okay, and then otherwise the rest get boring. Okay, two more. Okay, mom flies all the way to Singapore. First thing she wants to do is buy math textbooks. The nerdiness level of my family is unprecedented. Why would I share that? Because I'm a nerd, and?
Your nerdiness got to where you are now.
Okay, my nerdiness got to where we are now.
To show you're clever?
To show I'm clever.
To show your family's clever.
To show my family's clever, and therefore I'm probably clever, okay? But I'm doing it in an indirect way. Okay? Now this is basically what all of us do. Some of us do it more than others, some of us do it less than others. Okay? And we do it very, very subtly. Last one, and I was single at this point, I hasten to add. Okay, sapiosexual, a person who is sexually attracted to intelligent people, stop the search, ladies, I'm right here. Okay. Why was I saying that? Why was I posting that?
Jokes.
Jokes. Quite enough.
Jokes.
Anyone else?
There's a chat room who's asking who's going to get to see you again.
Because it's true.
Sorry? Because it's true. Sorry, what was that? Show how humble I am. Okay. Again, it's like self-deprecating humor in a very, very circular way. But I'm also saying that I'm smart. Okay, and yeah. Okay, so we all do this. Now, what is the heart behind what most people share? And later on, if we have time, we'll do a newsfeed thing, and you can think about this for yourself. Okay? Well, I think it's this. Please notice that I'm unique, beautiful, witty, and worthy of love. Okay? You can change those adjectives for different people. Okay? So sometimes please see that I'm funny and successful. Sometimes it's, you know, whatever. But the core driver behind why people share a lot of things is this. Even if they're sharing it and it looks like they're just sharing information, it's really about how do I build my own image. Okay? Now, this is a... You can't really see it. I just wanted to put this clip in. This is a picture from an app that I built in 2009, which went from 0 to 20 million users in about 10 days. Okay? And all it did was it used a random number generator to make up fictional stats about you. Okay, so here, I don't know who Justina is, but she took a screenshot of it. So it says, based on her Facebook profile, Justina has a 90% chance of getting married and is likely to have 7 children over her reproductive years. She'll make $3.5 million in her life and pay $1 million in taxes, blah, 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 blah. 99 people will attend her funeral, etc. Okay, now, when we did this originally, we tried to make it actually work. Okay, no one used it. So what we did was we biased all the numbers so that they were very positive, and it went viral. Okay, so it wouldn't work now because people's psychology has changed. But back then, people share stuff which makes them look good. I don't know. I can't remember. We tried to build a sophisticated model and no one used it, so we switched to using a random number generator. Okay, so I want... And we're going to come back to this question in small groups, but if anyone feels courageous, okay, just share something which you think you share a lot and why you share it. Okay? Does anyone want to go? You go? Yes?
I share articles that I find interesting because I want to share them because I think they're interesting.
Okay. Now, why does it matter to you that your friends discover stuff that's interesting?
I find it a convenient way to share with a number of people. I find that I'll speak about similar things.
Yeah.
So therefore, I find it's kind of an extension of what I sort of do through the post-to-post relationship.
Yeah. Now, if you don't mind me saying, I would say that part of that motive, probably a significant part of that motive, is that you want to communicate useful information. But part of the motive is that you want to be associated with that kind of an image. Right? Anyone else? Yeah.
Sharing happiness because I'm happy reading that, so I just want to share.
Okay, sharing happiness because you're happy.
You know, like if I read a good article, I'm just really happy, a good feeling, positive, so just in a very good way. Like, for example, if you see this nature picture, it's like, oh, wow, what a beauty. So
yeah.
Sharing it so that others can see, so that they can also have the same kind of feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anyone else?
Minions saying we're bottom because it's funny.
Okay. Minion clip. Minions are amazing. Anyway. So there's a lot of reasons why people share, and I'm not trying to claim that this is the only one that applies. Okay. But a big part of the reason anyone shares anything on Facebook is to build their identity. Okay. Now, I think it comes down to this root. Okay. And the root cause is that we're created with a need for affirmation, okay? But where should that affirmation come from? And when I say affirmation, I mean more than just compliments. I mean, like, being in meaningful relationships where people affirm that you have value and build you up, okay? And I think, basically, we live in a world with no reference point. And I'll come back to that in a second. But if God has created us with a need for affirmation, where do you guys think we're supposed to get that affirmation from? You get chocolates. There are obvious answers here.
God.
Who said that? All right, just collecting chocolates. Anything else?
Each other.
Okay, good. Well, that's basically it. Okay. Now, I think our Facebook addiction as a generation is symptomatic, is a symptom of the fact that we don't have these relationships. Okay? And I think what it said in the video about how we're most vulnerable when we're most lonely is true. I think I do the most personal branding type stuff on Facebook when I feel most alone. Okay? So, God. When God created us, from what I can tell in Genesis, he had a good, close relationship with us. Okay? So God saw all that he had made and it was very good. And I presume that he communicated that it was very good to Adam. He said, Adam, you're very good. Okay. Now, many of us don't have families where we're brought up in that environment. Okay? Many children, especially in the UK and Hong Kong, were not brought up told that we're good. Okay? I don't know what it's like in the UK, but in East Asia, there's a big trend of just like telling your children that they're rubbish to try and encourage them to do better. Okay? Now, I think that lack of family affirmation leaves us in a place where we have no sense of our own value, especially when it's not from your father. Okay? Now, what happened with God is that, so initially Adam and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame. Okay? And then they ate the forbidden fruit. And then Adam says, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. Okay, and then he gets clothes for the first time. Okay, now, my analogy is not great because God actually gave him the clothes, but it's kind of the first example of personal branding. Okay, trying to present something not the way that it actually is. Because if you think about it, Adam didn't need clothes because he was cold, right? Like, Garden of Eden was like temperature controlled, I guess. So he didn't need the clothes. So the clothes were really there to hide his reality. Okay, and we all do this. We wear clothes which make us look better. Well, we also wear clothes because otherwise it would be illegal. But... So this was the first example, very early on in Genesis 3, of us. I don't know if this is what I'm saying is theologically that accurate, but the way I see it is that it's the first example of humanity like trying to manage its image. Okay? And I really like this. This is something I learned. I used to be an asset manager and I used to do economics. And this is something you learn a lot, is that something is only worth what someone will pay for it. Okay, this is an economics principle. Now, because we live in a world where people have no sense of their own value. Okay? But the reality is that this is true. Something is only worth what someone will pay for it. Without God, I believe that we're worth nothing. Okay? Without God, I believe that we're just carbon atoms that have randomly been come together and it doesn't really matter what happens. And I believe people understand this on a very deep level. So when you take God out of the picture, they don't understand their own value. Okay? And this statement is especially true because Christ paid for us with his blood. So that's how much we're worth. Family and friends, I've heard a trend, I don't know if it's here as well, but in Hong Kong there's this trend, there's this belief that spreads that all you need is God, okay? And I believe that all you need is God, but God has created community for a reason. He's created family, he's created friends, and that's the way that the world's supposed to work, is that actually we're supposed to get encouragement and support and love from our friends. Now I'm going to bring this back to social media in a second. Okay, encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today. Okay, now in a minute we're going to break into groups, but I just want to kind of summarize where I've been coming from, which is first of all, people do engage in a lot of personal branding online. Okay, and if you don't realize that you do it, it's probably that you haven't thought really hard about what you're doing. So my first challenge to you is to think, if you are the kind of person who shares a lot, to think about why you share what you share. And I don't think it's bad to share. I think it's good. But it's good to be aware of why you're sharing. And if you're the kind of person who never shares anything, okay, I think it's also like a good idea to think about why it is that you never share anything. Okay. And the second thing that I've been trying to say is that the reason we're so virtual image obsessed and image obsessed is because we don't have a real fundamental sense of our own value. Okay? So the question, which we're going to discuss in a minute, is how do we as Christians, like, respond to this well? Did you see what my questions are? I can't remember. Okay, and so it's basically these three things, and then we're going to come back together, and we're going to do a very quick exercise, okay? So if you can get back into your groups, and the three questions are, what do you most need encouragement for, okay? So all of us, like, we don't know our full value. There are things which we crave encouragement for, okay? And this is a very personal question. There are things that we crave encouragement for that we currently don't get, okay? So how would you want people to encourage you? And the second question is, how do we allow God to encourage and, like, give us a sense of value that we're currently seeking elsewhere? Okay. And the third one is, how can we encourage our friends online and offline? Because what I want you to do after going home from this is not that I want you to get off Facebook and be like, it's evil. Okay. I want you to realize that it's basically where the world is going at the moment to get encouragement and to get community. So what we need to do is not that we need to withdraw ourselves from that community, but we need to go in with the intention of meeting those needs. Okay? So we need to start being intentional about what we do on Facebook.